What if your deepest fears are echoes from another time? In 1988, Yale-educated psychiatrist Dr. Brian Weiss risked his professional reputation to share an extraordinary story. His patient Catherine, an attractive 27-year-old, plagued by crippling anxiety, phobias, and nightmares, had failed to respond to 18 months of conventional therapy. In desperation, Weiss suggested hypnosis. What happened next would transform both their lives forever. Under hypnosis, Catherine began describing vivid past lives spanning thousands of years, from an Egyptian woman named Aranda to a World War II German pilot. Even more astonishing, between these lives, she channeled profound wisdom from spiritual entities she called the Masters. The skeptical doctor found himself confronting evidence he couldn't explain away, especially when Catherine revealed intimate details about his deceased father and infant son that she couldn't possibly have known. Their journey together would challenge everything we think we know about consciousness, death, and the human mind. Catherine's composed exterior concealed a chaotic life dominated by fears of water, darkness, and death, often forcing her to sleep in her closet. After 18 months of ineffective therapy, her breakthrough began at an Egyptian museum where she inexplicably corrected tour guides about artifacts despite having no knowledge of ancient Egypt. During her first hypnosis session, Catherine recalled childhood traumas, including sexual abuse, yet her symptoms persisted. When Weiss directed her to go back to the time from which your symptoms arise, she described living as Aranda in 1863 BC, wearing a rough dress in a barren valley. She detailed dying in a flood, gasping as water choked her. Upon awakening, her lifelong fear of drowning had completely vanished. Despite contradicting her Catholic beliefs, the vivid sensory details convinced her these memories were authentic. Within months of hypnotic regression, Catherine experienced complete elimination of her phobias, panic attacks, and nightmares without medication. She underwent a profound spiritual transformation, radiating peace that attracted others. Hospital staff who had previously overlooked her began engaging with her. Catherine also developed remarkable psychic abilities, often knowing details about patients and colleagues she couldn't have learned through normal means. The most extraordinary development occurred when Catherine channeled the master spirits after describing a past life death. Her voice deepened as these entities delivered profound wisdom. There are many gods, for God is in each of us. This moment shattered Weiss's scientific skepticism. Speaking as one of these masters, Catherine revealed information she couldn't possibly know, specific details about Weiss's deceased father Avram, an infant son who had died of a rare heart defect that was backward like a chicken's. She mentioned his daughter was named after his father and that his son's death had satisfied his parents' debts. Weiss had never discussed these private matters with Catherine, nor was this information available in any public record. The Masters explained that souls exist across many dimensions. We carry unresolved issues into future lives, and we should follow our intuitive powers rather than fear them. As therapy progressed, Catherine described numerous past incarnations spanning thousands of years, each revealing patterns connected to her current existence. As Johann, a blonde boy in 1473 Netherlands, she died at 21 when her throat was slit by an enemy fighter she recognized as Stuart from her present life. As Elizabeth in 18th century Britain, she had an abusive alcoholic father, her current father in this lifetime, revealing a pattern of abuse repeated across centuries. As Abby, a black servant in 1873 Virginia, she died of pneumonia from tar smoke exposure. As Christian, a Welsh sailor, his hand was severely burned during a ship fire, connecting to Catherine's current fear of pain. Through these regressions, Catherine gained insights about her fears and relationships. Each lifetime revealed karmic patterns explaining recurring people in different roles. We don't randomly encounter others. We're continuously working through unresolved relationships and lessons across multiple lifetimes. Catherine described an afterlife structure of seven distinct planes. The first is the plane of recollection, where souls review their completed lives. Higher-level souls can access all human history and cosmic knowledge. Souls must pay debts from previous lives, determining when they'll return to physical form. Each soul faces dominant challenges, greed, anger, pride, that must be overcome through multiple incarnations. Failing to fulfill these karmic debts results in increasingly difficult subsequent lives designed to teach the same lessons. Catherine had experienced 86 lifetimes, recalling only those most relevant to her current spiritual progress. The masters warned that humans would eventually destroy themselves through their own actions, though not in our lifetime. While nature would regenerate, human civilization would not. This destruction was part of humanity's learning process, with souls continuing their evolution on another level where peace would eventually emerge. Dr. Weiss's fear of death diminished through his work with Catherine. When his mother-in-law Minette faced terminal cancer, he shared Catherine's spiritual insights with her. Though a practical businesswoman, Minette embraced this knowledge, peacefully anticipating reunion with her deceased husband. The night she passed, they felt transcendental energy filling the room as they guided her transition. Weiss methodically ruled out conventional explanations for Catherine's past life memories, psychiatric conditions, drug effects, genetic memory, but none explained her detailed knowledge of specific historical events and places. Even Jung's collective unconscious theory couldn't account for the precise personal details Catherine revealed about his family. 2 months after their final hypnosis session, Catherine visited a psychic astrologer who, using only her birth information and without knowing about her hypnosis experiences, independently identified several of her past lives with remarkable accuracy, describing Christian's naval battle and injury, Louise's life as a Spanish prostitute, Aranda's Egyptian burial work, Johann's violent death, and Eric's role as a German pilot. Many lives, many masters, challenges our fundamental understanding of consciousness, identity, and mortality. Through Catherine's journey, we glimpse a reality where death is merely a transition, where fears echo from other times, and where souls connect beyond physical existence. Weiss documented 12 additional patients from diverse backgrounds who underwent past life regression therapy. All experienced significant symptom relief, developed less fear of death, and gained deeper understanding of life's continuity, from a Jewish housewife recalling ancient Palestine to a pragmatic stockbroker accessing Victorian England memories. The story offers hope that existence continues beyond physical death. Relationships transcend time, and debilitating fears can heal when we understand their origins. In our materialistic world, this message of spiritual connection provides a powerful counterbalance. When we confront our past, even across multiple lifetimes, we free ourselves to fully inhabit the present. Our true self emerges more clearly when freed from accumulated fears and traumas, revealing the eternal light connecting us all. Your inexplicable fears, recurring dreams, or instant connections with strangers might be whispers from your soul's longer journey, a story that began before birth and continues beyond death, offering both profound responsibility and freedom.